Hey guys, welcome back and welcome to Wanga Sam Podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Nditi. I always laugh after saying anyone. I don't know why. So today I'm going to talk about something that we all go through. I want to believe like we accept, like we all go through this. Like we all feel down sometimes. And I know, like, everybody out here want to be seen as, you know, I am this person who has it all. I'm this person who, you know, I've got it all together. We all want to be seen that. That's why people say social media is a lie. Because on social media, you never see somebody cry. And if you cry on social media, they say that you're chasing clout or whatever. Like, yeah, people are being mean to you just for being real. So I just wanted to talk about, like, us feeling down. And being vulnerable to ourselves, you know, first being vulnerable to ourselves and like understanding, like, you know, feeling down isn't a bad thing at all. Feeling down is a good sign. You get like you, I don't want to say like depressed, because at the same time as we are supposed to like embrace this feeling, some people misuse it. You see, like people say, oh, I was depressed for a week. You know, and that's not just being depressed. That's like, they were just feeling down. And, you know, I used to make excuses for, like, not feeling hyper. If you know me, I'm such a hyper woman. So, I used to make, like, excuses for this. Like, oh, I'm just because, like, it happens all oftenly. And I used to blame it on my periods. Like, oh, yeah, it's that time of a month, so I have to be sad. And I wasn't working on that. I wasn't working on what's making me sad and everything else. I was just blaming or finding a reason, you know. But let me tell you, feeling down is an indication that something within you is seeking to be released. Any negative emotion that is in your awareness is only ever there because it's seeking to be freed. It's not there to be pushed down, fought against, or ignored. Instead of fighting that feeling, seek to understand why it's there. Negative emotion is often an indication that you believe something that either isn't true or isn't in your highest good about yourself, others, or what you desire. Take some time to meditate. View everything through the lens of love. Allow it. Be patient. The false belief relieve itself and let itself out. You know, You can blame anything you want on you feeling down. You can blame others. You can blame your mood swings. You can blame the weather. You can blame your boss. You can blame the food. But as much as I was blaming my monthly cycle, it's like I got to understand that, you know, that feeling, that negative feeling, because I was feeling, oh, you're not worth it or whatever. That negative feeling was always there, you know. And girls, like, yeah, we use this excuse all the time, you know. Like, oh, it's just your period, so you're moody, so you're feeling down and you need chocolates. It won't help that. Chocolate helps in cramps and everything, but I don't think, yeah. Some people, chocolate don't help in cramps, like it just increases it. Yeah. So anyway, we're not talking about that. It's just, you should not like try and push it down, you know. So you're feeling down, you're going to talk to somebody, but you talk about something else. You're not talking about why you're feeling like this. You know, with girls, especially, let's say with girls, you know, I always think, you know, like during the evolution process, right? And people say, like, we get so turned on, like, very horny during ovulation process, right? It's just like you are already a horny person. You're already, like, a person who loves making out. This process just makes you, like, experience it more. That is the same as, like, when you're actually having your periods and you feel it down. You already had this, but, like, it just elevates it. Like, it just shows it to you more, you know? And just to know, like, it's not your periods. It's because it happens to everybody. It happens to guys too. You know, feeling down is just not for a unique sex. It's something that happens. So as we need to like know and just like work on that. And you know, sometimes you feel down, but the reason you're feeling down is not just because, like, you know what, we are feeling down because, yeah, we deserve this. Sometimes we are the people, you know, the little things you do day to day will affect you like, you know, little bit by bit, and you keep doing these things, they'll affect you, they'll make you feel down. So let me tell you, like, things like, you find yourself, you're focused on everybody's story except your own. Like, you wake up in the morning and, oh, what is this girl doing? What is this guy doing? How far is this guy? Or you just check out celebrities. Let me tell you. You go there, you follow a celebrity, you find like, oh, they traveled and whatever. You know, it won't teach you at that moment that, like, it won't teach you. But if you find yourself, like, focused on everybody's life, it won't teach you, like, tap, yeah, I'm bad, I'm sad about this. No, that will just stay there. That is one. You get? You're like, okay, yeah, they're doing this, you know? But you won't feel that sadness at first. But you do know it's growing, it's a plant, it's growing. It's like you found the seed already. That's the seed. So, number two, you're waiting for the perfect moment. I used to do that. You know, I'm a social lazy person. I keep procrastinating things, like, yeah, moving on forward. And it's not, sometimes it's me. I do it, like, yeah, I do it very oftenly. It's me. Let me not say sometimes. It's just all me. I wait, I say, like, oh, today, you know, I woke up with this side of the bed, so that means today is not going to be a good day, so I won't do this. You keep waiting for the perfect moment, and you know, like, time waits for no one. So as you're waiting for the perfect moment, people are doing things, okay, life is going on while you're still waiting. So, like, let me wait till this happens. Then I'll talk to them. Let me wait until this happens so that I can go there, so that I can try this. Baby, like, there's nothing like that. There's nothing like the perfect moment, seriously. It's either you do it, it doesn't work your way, you learn. Or you do it, it works your way for the better. It's like you're not losing. You get? So, let's say you are focusing on somebody's life. At the same time, you're waiting for the perfect moment for you to launch your life. See? That is a plant. It's still like, yeah, you're pouring water on it. Number three is like, you're working for nothing more than being paid if you're working. So, like, you're just there, you're going to job, and the only thing you're looking forward to is your salary. Sometimes I used to be like that, like, when I started working, because, you know, I wasn't like used to, and I was like, oh my god, at the end of this month I'm going to have money, and it's like, oh, I'm just counting days for that paycheck, you know, that day, like, oh, Stacey, your money is in your bank. Oh yeah, that's not a positive mindset. You should have, like, something, you know, jobs, like, especially if you're hired, in my end, anytime, you get, so, like, that means you don't have a motivation, you are not motivating yourself to do something, and then you're harboring feeling of hate. If you're, like, you see that person, you're like, that girl doesn't look good, I don't like the way she talks. This is mostly in girls, yeah? So, like, these things, you are the one, you know, like, little by little, the things you're doing, you're dwelling on your difficulties, you're seeking fleeting contentment. Like, you see, the daily things, what I'm trying to say is, like, the daily things that you do sometimes are affect, you're the reason why you're feeling down. Because if you do this on a daily, you don't have motivation, you're hating on everybody, you're focusing on everybody's life except yours, you're waiting for the perfect moment, you're hating everybody, you know, you'll feel down. You will fall down, and you're the one who's telling your happiness. And if you're not happy, then you're sad, right? Or angry and bitter. And that's not like who you want to be, right? So let me tell you, we need to let go of a painful pattern. We need to recognize that we have developed certain patterns of behavior, like the ones that I've told you, due to a belief program, you know? You absorb from those around you in the past. Or because these behaviors kept you from feeling unwanted, anxiety, and hurt. You must now recognize that these old patterns of behaviors are not working for you in the present. This is like when you're feeling down because, like, you know, you are maybe in a relationship with someone, right? Let's say you are in a relationship. And you used to do all these things with this person. And now that this thing is ended, you're still there in that painful pattern. Or maybe not even activities you used to do together. You know, there's this thing, if you're in a relationship, you sink to your partner, and like whatever they do or how they talk to you, you hold it at heart. You get? Let me tell you, I told you, like, this is a personal experience for me too. I used to have this person, I used to date this person, and they didn't appreciate me enough. They see you post something, they just try to tell you, like, you know what, you're not good enough. You're not, like, it's like, oh, yeah, you look pretty, but we all know that you can do this. You see, like, he sees your picture instead of, like, even if, like, telling you, yay, you look amazing, blah blah blah. He's like, oh no, you're taking that picture, and we all know you haven't finished your assignments. You know, that's a painful pattern. And like, now after I was out of that relationship, and now I'm independent, I was single, and yeah, I'm still like, oh, should I not? I don't think I'm good enough. You know, that's a painful pattern I was in. And we just need to, like, yeah, it's a belief program that I absorbed from a person that I was with in the past. And because of these behaviors, it makes me feel unwanted. And I was very anxious and hurt. I had this anxiety, like, even going out, because, like, yeah, you just keep remembering those things that this person was telling you. Even if it's not, like, your partner, even your friend, like, sometimes you feel very good about something, right? And you go and tell them. I'm not saying, like, you should not take criticism, but I'm just saying, like, if it's too much, don't. You know? There's, like, that too much. It doesn't look good. It's not better. Like, you can, like, yeah, that is just not good. And they're brushing you off. And then you go, you're just alone. And it, like, yeah, those words are, like, yeah, even if I try, I won't be good. You know, that's a painful pattern. You must recognize that these old patterns of behaviors are not working for you in the present. At this point, they're causing more harm than good. You must accept that if you keep doing what you're always doing, you keep getting what you're always getting. If you keep on going to the same person for advice, then you get the same results. You try somebody else, and you'll see, like, there's a change. If you keep complaining about the same person, you get the same hurt. You get? This is what I'm trying to say. It's a painful pattern that you're surrounded in with. And I want to share something that I learned on this process. I'm still learning. I say I'm not like finished. I'm not like, oh, I don't feel bad these times. I do, but like, it's not as bad as like I was feeling in the past, you know. So I want to share about something that I learned. I learned that your anger is part of you that knows your mistreat and abuse are unacceptable. Your anger knows you deserve to be treated well with kindness. Your anger is part of you that loves you. I used to get so angry, and I used to say, like, you know what, I get angry easily. I still get angry easily with little, little things. But, you know, I learned these, and I was like, whoa, you know. It blew my mind. I didn't know it. Honestly speaking, I didn't know it. So, like, when somebody does something to you, and then you get angry, and they don't, you know, they don't talk about what they did to make you feel that. They talk about your reaction to it. So I used to get angry because, like, you tell me, you're coming to me here, and when I come and I get you, you're busy with something else. And I'm so pissed off. Maybe I go home, or maybe I just stay silent on anything. And then they're like, oh, why are you behaving childish? So I'm being a child. I'm being a child for being angry. And they don't say, like, oh, this is what makes you this. You know, somebody does something bad to you, and when you get mad, they're like, oh. And, you know, for me, mostly, if I'm mad at you, I don't, like, speak. I just give you a certain treatment. And you're like, oh, why are you being distant? Why are you? Because I really avoid confrontation at all levels. I don't like comforting people. So I just go and stay silent. So, like, yeah, you should know, like, your anger is that part that loves you. When you're getting angry for something, you're getting angry at someone, it's like, yeah, you don't deserve this. This is a part that says, like, you don't deserve this. And I want to share with you something else, you know? I'm not saying, like, it's bad. I'm not saying, like, it's bad to manifesting works. It works for me, too. Like, it filters work. But I'm saying, like, if you're just sitting down there and you're just sitting, all right, and you're like, you know what, I should feel better, you know, I should have this, I should be, you know, you're like pulling yourself down. So let's say wanting positive experience is a negative experience, according to me. Accepting negative experience is a positive experience. Wanting to have more money, wanting to have a perfect relationship, wanting, like, you're just like, oh my god, I should be having a new phone, oh, I should be having, you know, yeah, where you girls are, you just like, every time you're like, I should not be working, I should be having a car by now. That's a negative experience. It's like the backward slow. So the idea that the more you pursue feeling better all the time, the less satisfied you become, as pursuing something only reinforces the fact that you lack it in the first place. The more you say, oh, I wish I had this money, the more you become broke. Honestly, the more you want something, the more you say, oh, I wish this thing was perfect, the more it becomes worse, the more you don't see the need of it. And for me, this comes with, like, you being, like, in other people's business, that is it. Because, like, you see somebody doing better, somebody doing good, and you're like, here. I'm saying, you know what? I'm not saying, don't take me wrong, I'm not saying that you should not, like, have motivation. I'm just saying, like, sometimes we just push ourselves down, you get? So you're like, as you're pursuing something that you really want, but you're pulling yourself down. So the more you desperately want to be rich, the more poor and unworthy you'll feel, regardless of how much money you actually make. The more you desperately want to be sexy and desired, you're like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I need, you know, if I just apply makeup, if I just buy this, the most expensive makeup, you know, you are already applying makeup, but you're like, I just need to buy this Maybelline Stay On Foundation. Like, I just need it. I just need it. And you look at yourself in the mirror with the amount of foundation that you're applying right now, you'd be like, no, 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 no. I just need that Maybelline, you know? The more uglier you come to see yourself, regardless of how actually physical appearance you are. So you're like, let's say like you're petite or maybe you're thick and you're like, oh, I just need my waist to be like a little bit trimmed, just a little bit trimmed. And me, I just say like, you're perfect the way you are. There's nobody who doesn't have flaws in their body, in their face. There's nobody. You see, this is why I'll repeat it like 1,000 times right here. That social media is a lie. You see somebody there, those photos are like photoshopped. There's editing, there's filters, there's all these things. You know? So you don't have to. So you see somebody like with fat ass and you're like, oh my god, I should be eating something to make my ass fat as hers. I'm guilty of this too sometimes. But then I come and it's just like, because I've known this and I'm just like, I'm accepting myself as I am. And I just say like, you know what? My ass is good. I've got a sizable one. And yeah, this is better, you know? So like, the more you want to be spiritually enlightened, the more self-centered and shallow you become in trying to get there. Like, it's the backwards law in everything. The more you want something, the more you don't like yourself more. You don't like yourself. And we should not let ourselves get there. It's good to have manifestations. It's good to be like, you know, very like towards your goal. You're like very focused towards your goal. It's all nice. But don't let it like be too much until like you're not grateful for what you have. Like right now, you're not grateful for whatever it's happening to you, you know? And let's go back. I want you to go back to like telling you how I was telling you that your anger is the part that loves you, you know? And sometimes you find yourself into these situations that like something, you know, as I explained, you're in this maybe relationship. Let's say relationship, because a lot of people like relate to that. And something is happening and maybe you're crying and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm crying, I'm sorry, I got mad at you, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. You should not apologize. I'm not telling you things you shouldn't be apologizing for. Don't apologize for crying. Whether in a relationship, you're in class or whatever, don't apologize, because that's your emotion. It's your true emotion. You're crying because you want to let that go out. Never apologize for being anxious. Let me tell you something. Sometimes, I know sometimes I have no excuse in being late. Absolutely no excuse in meeting people late. And sometimes I just come late because I have like this social anxiety to go somewhere. I'm like, is this good enough? Should I change? How will I look when I laugh? How will I look when I talk? How will I, you know? And I have to make like, if and this happens like also frequently, like I'm rarely there on time. I'm rarely meeting anybody in time. It's either like, yeah, it's my fault. I was lazy, because I'm lazy too. And I'm not proud, but I'm accepting I'm a lazy person. I'm not proud of it, but I'm accepting it. Yeah, I'm accepting I'm a lazy person. So there's, especially when I'm going to meet a person for the first time, even if it's not for the first time, maybe a different scenario, a different place you're going, are we going to meet him or her with her other friends? You know, that makes me have that anxiety. Like, what will this happen? And you sit there on the bed, looking at all possible ways of this going bad, and you get late. And yeah, I apologize for being late. I usually do because I don't wanna like, you know, as I said earlier, people like misuse the word anxiety and depression. But I don't want to like get there and starting, you know what? I was sat on my bed like for an hour, just gathering courage to come out. Yeah. And you know, people look at you like, oh, you're so confident, you're gorgeous, why, you know? Yeah, I told that person once like that. I told them the truth. Like, you know what? I just took long because I was very anxious of coming here. And yeah, I didn't know how this will turn out and everything. And they were like, that's rubbish. You're such a gorgeous person. You're funny and you're sweet and you're smart. And I don't even comprehend how you are telling me you're anxious, like you have anxiety. How can a person like you have anxiety? It's because like I had anxiety before I was coming here, and I worked on it until like I felt better. I never, you know, in the past I used to go a place to just like to please people. Like I don't want to go, but because I don't want to let you down, I will be there. But nowadays, if I show up because I want to, and you'll have a good time with me, you know? All I'm saying is, like, yeah, sometimes, but I apologize. That's why I'm saying. I apologize every time for being late. I apologize. But you should not apologize for having your own time. If you're anxious and, like, you're like, okay, I am having this, so I just need some time to myself. You don't want to go social, like you don't want to be a very social person, and people are like, oh, nee, 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 and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Sometimes don't just apologize, okay? I'm not telling you to be like rude or anything, but don't apologize about how you feel. Don't apologize about needing or asking for help because you really need it. Don't apologize for expressing your opinion, taking time to regain your peace. Having high standards, like in this society, you tell a person like, really, 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 I just want to save your time and just tell you like, you're not my type, like I don't want to talk to you, and this is not leading anywhere. And they're like, oh, you're a gold digger because you have high standards. You get? I don't apologize for that. I used to like feel bad about it. I didn't apologize for it even in the past, but I used to feel bad about it. I used to feel like, yeah, maybe I was too harsh with him, but I'm not. I just told you the truth, and I don't even think about it. I told you what I told you, and that's it. You know, so never apologize for having high standards, never apologize for being sensitive or emotional, never apologize for trusting your intuition, and never apologize for being yourself, okay? Because once you start apologizing for all these things, you're the one who is bringing you down. You're reducing your value as a human being. So yeah, and we apologize sometimes because we haven't accepted the situation at hand. You know, let's say in a relationship, you apologize for getting angry, yeah. Apologize for bashing him, but you know why are we apologizing? We are apologizing because like we know, like if we don't apologize to this certain person, this person might like, you know what, they might like be silent on us, but we need them. You get? This person might say like it's over, but we don't want it to be over. You get? So we are stuck in this toxic pattern because we don't want to accept that this is happening to us. And it's not like even apologizing. Sometimes we just ignore. We just ignore a person doing us dirty. And if you have like had my previous like episodes and everything that I've been talking, whatever, I haven't shared, I've shared like maybe one or two or three about my relationships, my past entanglements and relationships. Yeah, so like, so I find myself, I'm sitting through a lot because I don't want this to end. I don't want to open my eyes and see, yes, this is a big red flag and it's here. Yeah, you know, things like that. So what is acceptance? Acceptance is like, it's like, for example, it's like it's raining, right? And it's raining and you're like, I don't like rain. I wish it wasn't raining. My day will be better if it wasn't raining. You know, my day is ruined. Every day is like this. It's like always like this. Why does it always rain when I want it to be sunny? You know, that you haven't accepted that. You haven't accepted the situation. It's really raining. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing totally you can do about it. It's always rain. If you complain, will it go away? No, it wouldn't. So, acceptance is like, yeah, it's raining. Yep, it's raining. So, do I have a sweater? Do I have, you know, things like that. So let's say, okay, let's make another example. Like, you're in a relationship and you're like, he's maybe the guy is just mistreating you. Or the woman, it's not always men. Or the woman is mistreating you. And the first thing that comes into your mind is like, they're doing this because, yeah, I am not doing better. I'm not giving good conversation. That's why they're replying me with one word. I am not dressing well. That's why he doesn't compliment me. I am not doing this. That's why, yeah, I'm not having enough money. If you're a guy or a woman, I'm not having enough money. That's why she doesn't want to see me like every day. You know, she's not already seeing you. He's not already giving you his time. You should accept that. Accept the situation at hand. This is all is already happening. And accept it. And once, you know, like, once you accept a situation, once something bad is happening to you, and you accept it, like, yeah, so I'm going through shit. Yes, I'm going through shit. It's like, it reduces the stress with like 25%. You know, I got this rule. Like, it's called don't worry about it. And people always say, like, Stacey, you know, people always say, like, big things don't scare me, you know. But, like, you know, big things are things that I cannot change. While I was in high school, I haven't done my assignment. It's already in the morning. And the teacher is already, like, bring your books here. I haven't done it, you know. But, like, instead of like saying, oh my god, I should have done it, I should have not been chatting or watching TV or whatever I was doing apart from like doing my assignments, I should have not, you know, you'll be sad already, and when you're getting that punishment or being caned or anything, you'll feel it twice because yeah, your heart is not at peace, and then you have this physical pain coming with it. So yeah, like, yeah, I haven't done it, so maybe if he checks and you're working on it, okay? So I have this rule called don't worry about it, and it's like, if something's happening and I have no control over it, absolutely no control over it, I won't worry about it. I worry about it for a few minutes, but after that I don't. And people are like saying, like, you don't care, Stacey. Like, you're heartless. But I'm not. Honestly, I am not. It's just like, I don't let things stress me a lot. I don't let a lot of things stress me. So instead of saying, this is hard, say, practice will make it better. You make me better at this. Instead of saying, I'm making too many mistakes, saying, mistakes are how I learn and get better. Instead of seeing yourself as not smart, say, I'm really smart when it comes to these and these, you know? Instead of saying, oh, I don't know, say, like, yeah, I can learn. I can teach myself about this. You don't like challenges? Say, I'm overcoming. Overcoming challenges helps me grow. Have that growth mindset. Have that positive mindset. And I know it's not like, it's not easy to see positivity in every situation, but there's always that positivity. Let me tell you something. So, like, my brother, my older brother, he told me once, yeah, before you do something, before you do anything, yeah, take a piece of paper, right? A piece of paper has like two sides, like the front side and the back side, right? And write the headline of what you're doing, you're about to do, okay? And write all the positivity that comes with you doing that thing, and write all the negativity that comes through you doing that thing. And if they're positive, the positive is much better at so many than the negative. Yeah, then do it, you know. And I really, really work with that. Even today, I want to go somewhere. I'm like, okay, if I go, one, I'll spend money, okay? Two, I'll have to dress up. I'll have to wear clothes. I'll have to do this. I'll have to. But then that is like the negative side, okay? The positive side is like, oh, I'll catch up with a friend. I'll have a good time. I'll make connections. I will eat. I will make new memories. I will be happy. I'll get out of my comfort zone. I will, you know. So the positive is much, like, it's longer than the negative. So I go out. That's how it works. That is how I work with things. So, how to start healing? After you have accepted like you're feeling low, you know, that's the first thing. You have to be honest with yourself, you know. You can learn to self-reflect. You're reflecting on yourself. And this means, like, be grateful. Be grateful for the things you have. Be grateful that you have your mom around. Be grateful that you still got to walk. You got legs. Be grateful you're seeing even another day. You're not in hospital. You're not being hospitalized. No. Then figure out who you are and what you want in life. Figure out. This is like, you know, don't get confused. And this happens to me too. Like, I get so confused because I see this person maybe doing better, and I'm like, oh my god, I don't want to be like that person. But you know what, my life goals don't align with what I'm seeing in front. So, like, you just need to, like, focus on your life, focus on who you are. Be compassionate with yourself. Like, this is like self-love, you know. Yeah, you deserve this. You're amazing. You are beautiful. You deserve the world. You deserve everything good. Be compassionate with yourself. Take alone time. I read a lot of novels when I'm alone, and I do that. I make time for that. It's not like I don't have things to do, but I really make time to read the novels because they make me so happy. I take time to watch animations. And I used to not make time for myself because I was like, when I'm reading a novel, that means like I'm idle. And for me, novels make me so happy. But I used to brush that feeling down. I used to do that. Or like when I'm free, I go and spend it with somebody else. When I'm free, I spend it on social media, browsing and that. And you know, social media is that perfect life, perfect people, perfect bodies, perfect food, perfect. And you feel down about yourself. So take some little time for yourself. Do what you love best. You can listen to music. Can sleep, although I feel like sleep is overrated. That's my opinion. I don't like sleeping because it's like, it's just a waste of time for me. So yeah, just I play games, I read novels, I eat. What else do I do? I dress up, I take pictures. Yeah, just take time for yourself. Forgive yourself and others. This is a step for healing. You know, don't keep that, okay. Don't keep that grudge. I said this. I know I said this, but I know like I have few grudges that I've just kept. That's why I say I've not get done with this. I'm still learning. So I was just like sharing my tips. So you should forgive yourself because sometimes things happen and it's your fault. Or maybe it's not. But just forgive yourself for allowing yourself to be in that position. Forgive others. I used to say like I was so mad at a person and I was mad at them for 3 years. 3 fucking good years. And you know what? You know what's really funny about you being mad at a person is they don't know about it. They don't know if you are mad at them. And you're the one with this all this bitterness. You're the one who's hurting all this while. So yeah, you forgive them. That doesn't mean like you guys are good, but you're just letting your heart be free of all that. Of all that bitterness, of all that, yeah, you know what? Hate. Then you can ask for help. No, this really helps. You know, if you feel like, oh my God, I cannot go through this by myself. If you're my friend, you can come to me. I know, like I'm a pretty good listener. Or like, yeah, I can help whatever I can. But if you're not like that close, if you don't feel comfortable with me, that's fine. You can ask for help from any other place. And you know, there's this, you know, the world is changing and modernity is like taking over. And it's so good. Like we have all these apps for mental health. I used to have one, but I don't know. I don't remember the name. If I remember it, I'll put it on my IG. I don't remember the name. But it used to help me so much. It used to remind me. It used to like play me rain sounds when I'm falling asleep. It used to tell me I'm amazing, I'm beautiful, you know. Yeah. Like take help from whatever you can. You know, if you're not comfortable with like sharing it with somebody, like sharing your story, you can ask for help from somebody else. And then you find something that makes you relax. You know, for me it's animation. When I'm stressed, I watch animation. When like I'm so stressed, like you know sometimes like you're just stressed, but it's not like oh I'm not like you're stressed because of something not working. You're just stressed because you have a lot of things to do and your mind is not even concentrated on things. That is when I watch animations because it relaxes me, you know. Then remember that healing isn't linear. Healing is not a straight point, a straight line. Healing is not like, oh yeah, everything will be better, blah blah blah. Remember that there's a time you in your healing process you still feel down, but yeah, that makes that you're accepting the process, you're accepting everything, and then you'll be up again. So remember that healing is not a straight line. Then develop new coping skills, like develop skills that will help you not feel down. You know, if it's social media, you can put a timer that if you're on social media for more than 2 hours, yeah, the Instagram will go off or whatever. Just develop new coping skills. It can be eating. For me, it's like sometimes it's eating too much. Yeah, just have some coping skills. And I find like having a journal, writing down things really helps. It really helps. It really makes you aware of things that are happening. Then make a list of things you like about yourself. You have to like something about yourself. You have to love yourself. If it's your hair, if it's your dimple, if it's your smile, your eyes, your figure, your laughter. It's your personality, you know. Make a list of things that you love about yourself. And you know, the good thing about writing is like you'll always go back and check them. Have a journal. Consider going to therapy if you're in need.
you can consider going to therapy. Then you can practice self-care and self-loving and self-care routine. You could just do something that makes you happy, okay? When we always start getting down, like we always start getting this feeling of being down when it's at night. So I want to give you bedtime affirmations to suit yourself. But like I'll post it on my Instagram, so like you can go and check them on my Instagram. My Instagram page is like my Instagram page is _ shetechi, like shetechy. That's my Instagram. Oh, just like type on Gastan podcast, and it's my profile that will be up there. So that is all the time I had for today. I really hope that this helps somebody. I really hope, like, if you have any problem, you feel free to come and talk to me. I really hope that this will help you in having a better life, in not feeling down, because I know those moments can be really crappy. I really just hope this helps you in some way. So that's the time we had for today. And yeah, so my Instagram is @_shetechi. My Facebook is @onegastanpodcast. If you have my WhatsApp number, you know, you can DM me. Yeah, so that's all the time we had for today. Bye.